There, we were interrogated, some of us for longer than others. I was asked, you know, about details of what I saw. I was asked to provide names, etc. And I didn't provide any names because I didn't actually know the people who were involved in the skirmishes on the roof, because obviously there's a ship of 600 people. And I have to say, when we arrived at the prison, they switched on a charm offensive. It was a complete opposite to what happened on the ship. On the ship, we were treated close to animals. We were treated like dogs. We were told to when to sit, when to stand, and when to even kneel. In the prison, we were treated a bit more like human beings. I think this was because they were keen to get us on side, so that when they try and deport us, there's no resistance.
Why don't you repeat your sentence again? Can you repeat what you just said?
Yes. Yeah, so we were treated in a better manner, whereas we were treated like animals on the ship. In the prison, we were treated a little bit better. We were provided with food. We were allowed to use toilets, etc. The facilities were fine, because the authorities wanted us to be a bit happier, so that when it came to deporting us, we would not try and exercise our legal rights to fight the case, and we would just agree and get on the airplane and get out of the country. Because I believe at this stage it is becoming a bit embarrassing for the Israeli authorities after what had happened with all the killings. From there, we were split up. The volunteers who were from countries which do not officially recognize Israel, such as Malaysia, Indonesia, Kuwait, Pakistan, were sent to Jordan by bus. The others were eventually, about a day later, well, this morning, I guess, put onto a plane, a Turkish Airlines plane, and all of us have been sent to Istanbul. Two people in my prison block refused to leave. They wanted to exercise their right to fight the case in court. None of us were allowed to see our own lawyers. None of us, apart from the Turkish, for some reason, were allowed to make our phone call, which is, I guess, is a basic right under Israeli law, so I've been told. We weren't allowed to make a phone call. So these two men wanted to exercise their right to fight the case. We got on the bus, we went to the airport, and later we found that these two men had been beaten and dragged into the bus, dragged to the airport. And I met one of them. His name's Ken O'Keefe. He was beaten very badly in the face. His face was covered in blood, and he was being dragged along the airport.
Where is this man from? What's his nationality?
He's officially, I think he's a dual U.S. and Irish national, but he also holds a Palestinian passport, because he was on the first boats that broke the siege a couple of years back, which Press TV's Yvonne Ridley was also on. They were given Palestinian nationality because of their efforts to break the siege. So he wanted to use his Palestinian nationality in principle, just to show the world what it's like to be a Palestinian national and how you are treated.
Did he give a reason why he was beaten, Hassan?
Sorry?
Did he give a reason why he was beaten?
He was beaten because he refused to go to the airport. He wanted to fight his case in an Israeli court. He wanted to take on the Israeli authorities, who said he'd entered the country illegally. He wanted to say, no, you brought me here from international waters. But the Israeli authorities wanted to get him out of the country as quickly as possible. I believe there's a high court ruling which had ruled that the ship should be returned to international waters, and the authorities were keen to get us out as quickly as possible before that was enforced. So they beat
well,
him
but it doesn't
very
have
badly.
Make sense, does it, Hassan, for them to resort to violence for somebody who refuses that? I mean, the details you're giving are mind-boggling and an eye-opener, given that you say for a refusal you get beaten up. That's the way the Israel way is.
Sorry, I lost the connection there.
Well, I'm just saying that that's not a good enough reason for Israel to beat up somebody if somebody refuses to leave or is resisting them in a nonviolent way. They resort to violence right away.
Well,
it seems like that's their way.
Well, it was completely nonviolent. He made his intentions clear. He had also gone on a hunger strike. He said he wants access to phone to his lawyer and to his wife. and he wants to fight his case in court. And that's the last we saw of him. And then we saw him in the airport with his face bloody, beaten, and he was being dragged away. I tried to actually chase after him to find out more information, and I was dragged backwards by the Israeli army and police in very heavy numbers in the airport who were there just for us. I was dragged away and basically told not to interfere. And at that stage, with a gun pointed at me, I realized it was probably futile to try and do anything more.
Hassan, how many of these people do you think will file lawsuits against Israel?
I know for a fact that a group of Spanish journalists who were on the ship are going to be taking the Israeli authorities to court. I know that Ken O'Keefe, the man I referred to, will also be taking them to court. And there are discussions among the British group that they will also be taking the Israeli authorities to court. I think there will be a lot of cases coming forward, perhaps a joint case. But I know a lot of people are very angry, particularly about the deaths, the unnecessary deaths of civilians on this ship. This is a ship which had a one-year-old child on board.